Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome aboard the New Scientist Escape Pod. I'm Rowan Hooper, our podcast editor. On this episode, we've actually had enough of Earth and we've escaped completely. Our theme today is moons, and we're joined from Chicago by our space and physics reporter, Leia Crane. Hi, Leia.
Hi, Rowan.
Hi. What's your moon?
Today I'm going to be talking about Saturn's biggest and best moon, Titan.
It's definitely Saturn's best moon. We'll see whether it's the best moon. We're also joined by Timothy Revel, our comment and culture editor. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
And what have you got?
Well, I've picked the best moon, Europa, one of Jupiter's.
Well, I've got the moon. So, I've got Earth's moon, Luna. You know, we're not going to be competitive about this. All moons are great. But, of course, we are secretly being competitive. We're going to visit them in order of proximity to Earth, which means I'll go first, then Tim, and then Leia.
I don't mind going last. Save the best for last. But before we start, everyone, remember you can get the ultimate escapism with a discount subscription to New Scientist if you go to newscientist.com/escape20.
Okay, let's start with our moon, Luna. I know you're not fond of our moon, Leia, and for some reason want to destroy it, but let's just take a moment to celebrate our moon, because, you know, it is the only one we can see with the naked eye. It's the only one in our solar system that has a psychological and a physical effect through the tides, through gravity, on us. You know, I think it's easy to take it for granted. It's a beautiful thing. I got into it quite a bit a couple of years ago, and I bought a telescope to look at it, and I can't really see anything else in my telescope, but the moon, when you look at it when it's waxing or waning and it's not too bright, you just get this incredible details of the craters and the impact rays where the, you know, where the debris has been thrown up by meteor impacts, and you can see the light colored highland areas and the dark lava fields, the basalt oceans.
Yeah, those are the sort of blobby areas that make up the man in the moon.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. The moon can be really nice to look at.
Hooray. So you're not going to destroy it?
Not yet. but what else you got?
Well, you know, we'll be literally going there soon. We've got NASA's Artemis program, which, Leia, you've written about a lot. SpaceX, Blue Origin, they're talking about the moon. There's the Chinese missions. You know, all of that put together, there's a really good chance the humans will be back on the moon before long.
Yeah, we probably will, and that South Pole is looking like a pretty good place to land, isn't it?
Yeah, so I can't quite see this with my telescope, actually. That Shackleton Crater on the South Pole, this is where a lot of interest is being directed. It's 21 kilometres wide, 4 kilometres deep. There's probably loads of water ice inside there that you could mine and make into water to drink and air to breathe. And there's mountains on the rim of the crater. So you could put solar panels up on there and get into the continuous sunlight and get energy. So, you know, it's looking like a nice place to go. Eventually, we can go in lava tubes and live like hobbits on the moon, safe from radiation.
Yeah, so also the far side of the moon is particularly good for astronomy, right?
Yeah, it's totally sheltered from the radio noise of Earth. So and do some really cool things there. So that's why the Chinese already put a lander there. Plus, generally, you know, the moon is just pristine geology. It has this it's a time capsule showing a real record of the early solar system. So, you know, it's loads of really cool things to do when we're there. And, you know, if you believe Jeff Bezos, eventually we can start to get heavy industry off of Earth and onto the moon. And obviously that would ruin the pristine geology if you start mining it. But, you know, that's a long way off. But, you know, and you could also, you can use the moon as a base to explore the rest of the solar system. So, you know, it's much easier to get to Mars and other places from the moon than it is from Earth.
I think that's pretty cool. It's sort of hard to beat as a stopping station onto somewhere else.
Well, I'm glad I've convinced you of that at least. Which does bring us nicely onto the next moon, which is yours, Tim, Europa, with Jupiter. Actually, I can see that with my telescope. Sometimes you can even see it with the naked eye, the four big moons of Jupiter. But Tim, why have you picked that?
Well, I just think there's so much to like about Europa. So for a start, it has the smoothest surface of any known solid object in the solar system, which I think is just a really cool fact. And so, you know, if there was a planet with its own skincare line, it would be Europa. So it's about roughly the same size as our moon, but it's far, far shinier. So it reflects about 5.5 times as much light as our moon. And that's because most of its surface is ice, water ice. So obviously it would be very cold if you went there, but under the surface of this ice is probably liquid water, or my personal hope is that it's just one giant moon-sized slushy. So according to NASA, we currently think that Europa's ice shell, so this huge thick bit of ice that goes around it, is about 15 to 25 kilometers thick. And then underneath that, there's probably around 60 to 150 kilometers of ocean. And so if that's true, that means Europa could have twice as much water than all of Earth's oceans combined. And that's whilst it's a quarter of the size.
Wow. So First of all, there might be life under there. And the second thing that occurs to me is maybe I've been watching too much sci-fi, but The Expanse, but people are going to fight for that water in the future, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And yeah, you're right that water is really promising for potential signs of life. And it's potentially one of the best places in the solar system to look for life would be these slushy oceans. But obviously, with such a thick layer of ice, you'd think, well, maybe it's a bit too difficult to land onto the surface and burrow that deep down. But there's evidence that some of this water is being fired into the air. So we've seen evidence of plumes of water that fire about 160 kilometers off the planet into the air. So that means that, assuming that these do exist, we could send some spacecraft past to analyze this water and look for whether there are potential signs of life in Europa's oceans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And we have got some spacecraft on the way there, right?
Well, sort of on the way as in sort of plans to be on the way. So there's NASA's Europa Clipper, which is scheduled to launch in 2024. And hopefully it should sort of get there by the end of the decade. And then ESA, the European Space Agency, has got one called JUICE, which is Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer. And that will launch around the same time and hopefully arrive at around the same time. And they are... part of their mission is to check these plumes and to look for signs of life.
That's a lot of investment into one moon. Is there any other reason to think it's suitable for life beyond just there's water there?
Yes. So there are three components that really you need for, that we believe that you need for life to start. And so that's water, which is tick, the right minerals, which we don't know exactly, but, you know, salts and carbon are what you need on Earth. And we think almost certainly those are also in the oceans on Europa. And then you also need some sort of heat source. So on Earth, life probably sprung out of underwater vents or volcanoes where there's lots of heat. And we think that Europa has probably got those too. It's very likely it's got a molten core. And so if underwater, it is highly likely that there will be areas where there is heat spurring out, lots of chemical reactions possibly taking place, which could be the perfect breeding ground for life.
Let's do it. We've got to go there.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. I mean, it's like a really good potential spot for life.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Let's go to the next moon out, Leia. Now, I've also seen this one with my telescope, but it's much fainter than Jupiter's moons.
Yeah, it's harder to see, but once we get up close, like we did with the Cassini spacecraft, it is incredibly cool looking. It has this fluffy orange atmosphere that hides the surface, so we have to use radar to see what the surface looks like. Otherwise, it just looks like this sort of fluffy orange ball. And, you know, underneath all that fluff, it's one of the best places in the solar system to look for life, along with Europa and Enceladus.
Yeah, so Titan's the only moon in the solar system with its own atmosphere, is that right?
Yeah, and it's the only other place in the solar system, other than Earth, that we know has liquid on its surface, which is really cool. But Titan's like this strange mirror Earth, where the mountains and the bedrock are made of water, water ice, and the oceans and rivers are actually liquid hydrocarbons. So the surface may look kind of familiar, but when you get down to a molecular level, it's all very strange.
Should we imagine sort of mirror people as well, or mirror life on Titan?
Actually, kind of yes. If there's any Earth-like life there, it would have to be buried super deep beneath the surface, because there might be some lakes of liquid water that are buried. But probably any life that evolved there would be sort of a weird mirror life that uses liquid methane in the way that life here uses water. So it would look super different and very weird.
What about missions planned for Titan?
So there is one mission planned right now, which is my very favorite mission. It's NASA's Dragonfly, which is basically a little tiny helicopter that can go and fly around the surface. And that's planned to launch in 2027.
I've just remembered a proposed mission. I don't think it ever got off the drawing board, about for a submarine to go into the deep oceans on Titan, I think. Am I remembering that right, Leia?
I think so. But at this point, we really need to explore the surface before we try to get down underwater, or I guess under methane.
So, you know, it's horribly hostile there. Is there any possibility of humans living there in the distant future?
Yeah, so it's not as hostile as it might seem. On any other moon in the solar system, you need this whole big pressurized spacesuit to stay alive. But because Titan has an atmosphere, it has enough pressure in its atmosphere to keep us alive. So that's one thing we can check off the list. But you would still need ventilators. Obviously, it doesn't have the same air composition as Earth, and you'd need some way to stay warm. But once you have all that handled, you could stay alive there, and the atmosphere is so thick that if you just flapped your arms, you could maybe fly.
Wow. Yeah, I should say one sort of drawback of Europa is that it gets absolutely blasted by radiation. So compared to Titan, you've got basically no hope of living on Europa if you're a human, because the radiation is enough to kill a human in about a day.
Right, well, we'll just send robots there to mine the water for us and then send it back out into space.
Anyway, that's me done with Titan, and I better stop there or I'll go on all day. So that's it for this week's Escape Pod. We'll be back next week, and do subscribe and tell everyone about the Escape Pod. Get in touch on Twitter at New Scientist Pod and let us know what escape themes you'd like us to explore next time.
And remember, you can get a discount subscription to New Scientist if you go to newscientist.com/escape20. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you still want to blow up the moon, Leia? Why do you want to blow up the moon?
It knows what it did.
It knows what it did? What did it do?
It knows. You don't need to know.
This podcast is produced by Oli Giu Podcast Production. Find out more at ogpodcasts.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.